That song that Melody was just playing, the chorus that she played says, there's an open heaven tonight with Jesus up there and the Comforter here. There's an open heaven tonight. And we believe that Jesus has gone to the right hand of the Father. He is seated at the right hand of the Majesty in the heavens. And we love to worship him and think of him there as our risen, exalted, glorified Lord. But he has sent forth his Spirit, and so he is very really here in our midst as well, in the presence and power of his Holy Spirit. And so we want to acknowledge him. Lord, as we have gathered together in your name tonight, we thank you that we know that you are here. Gracious Father in heaven, how can we thank you enough for your love for us in giving us Jesus, who has become the lover of our souls, as the one who is the fairest of 10,000 to us, and our precious Lord and Savior. And we want to thank you that we can rejoice in your presence because of what Jesus has done for us. Hallelujah. Thank you for this night. Thank you for these moments of drawing near to God. I pray that you will just work in each of our hearts tonight that which you desire to do. We commit these moments to you, Lord. We are yours, and we're here for you, and we want to worship you with all of our hearts. And we want to give ourselves to you now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing number 199.
Once our blessed Christ of beauty was veiled off from human view, but through suffering, death, and sorrow, he has rent the veil in two.
Mighty. Thank you.
stand together as we sing. Those who'd like to stand, please do.
In tenderness he sought me, weary and sick with sin, and on his shoulders brought me back to his fold again. While angels in his presence sang until
sat down because of a verse that we like to sing that is not here in the book. And before we sing the fourth verse, which we're going to turn into the fifth verse, we're going to sing that verse that's not here. And that verse starts with these words, I'm sitting in his presence. I'm sitting in his presence, the sunshine of his face. While with adoring wonder his blessings I retrace. It seems as if eternal days are far too short to sound his praise. Should I say that again? I'm sitting in his presence, the sunshine of his face, while with adoring wonder his blessings I retrace. It seems as if eternal days are far too short to sound his praise. Let's try it.
I'm sitting in his presence, the sunshine of his face, while with a